that is one of the legit ones that they used for filming. But
oh,
who
yeah.
knows? There might be, you know, another one out there somewhere.
Yeah.
Lucy, I'm home.
Was that his St. Christopher's medal?
I was going to bring that up. I noticed that. Yeah.
Oh, we did that a lot throughout. In everything. In, yeah. Yeah, whatever he's in.
We did touch on that one time, discussing that history that he had. I didn't notice he was wearing it here.
Yeah, well, he had something, like a medal of some sort. And it just, in my mind, I just assumed right away that it was.
Yeah, that shower scene was pretty intense to.
It was interesting.
And tight, you know, just very, very tight.
Yeah. But okay, so when we were talking about them saying they wanted to just park anywhere, not in a trailer park, I didn't think you could park your trailer anywhere.
You can boondock. Can you? Mm-hmm. There's different types of setups at campgrounds. You can get them, you know, with water and electric, or sometimes they don't have electric, sometimes they don't have water. Or if you're boondocking, you can just kind of pull up if you're self-sufficient and just kind of stay. I mean, you obviously can't go drive on somebody's property or whatnot, but there are places around the country that have, like, on RV websites, like, this is a boondock place, or, you know, like if you pulled up to a rest stop and you could stay, you wouldn't have any running water and electricity. But if you're self-sufficient and maybe you're just, you know, we'll pull over just to, you know, make some lunch, or if you're just sleeping at a rest stop, you can just pull over.
That's really neat that it's like you said, if you're not needing all those things at that time for, like, heat or even for cooling. Now, does it get really, really hot if you don't have those things in a trailer like that on the summer days?
It can, for sure. Luckily, when I said you were brave when you tent camp, I can't do that. Yeah. We're very much glamping. We have AC and a heater. So I know for, like, this summer we were out camping and for his birthday in July, and it was one of those good old fashioned hot July days, and we would have been roasting if it weren't for the AC. Okay. We ended up actually calling the trip a little early because it was so hot, but yeah, that's definitely where creatures of comfort from there.
That's good. That's good. And so after they that scene where he says, you know, let's just go. Is that when
that's where they get stuck.
Yeah. Okay. That's when
get stuck.
They go down that old logging road.
Why would you bring a huge trailer down there?
40 feet of train down an old logging road.
Yeah. Yeah. But they they do get stuck. And why would you even, I wrote this, but I was like, why would you even try to cook when it's tilted like that?
Well, she's really trying.
I was like, get that goal done.
She wants to create that meal that she so desperately wants to, you know, put up there for him, because he's his new wife, you know, and by any means necessary, I think, even if the trailer.
Playing in that new space.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when you first get that new kitchen or a new appliance, you're like, I want to do this. And yeah, like, she's trying to create that home, and come hell or high water, thunderstorm, and, you know, Jack falling out, she's going to do it.
There's this scene from Here's Lucy where they do a really similar thing. They're taking a trailer for, like, a client, and Lucy decides to just go on a road trip. I believe this is the one where she gets married to a Navajo chief. But before that, they get stuck, and I just remember she, like, opens the fridge and the ice water, like, comes out and falls on, like, Gail Gordon's lap, and I just think it's one of the funniest things.
Is that what she made a road trip where the wardrobe is sort of also a factor? I think it was a 1969 season is the one you're talking about of Here's Lucy. Is that the one that you're referring to?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
The kids are there and they're, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Cause she's had a few, you know, trailer themed, you know, either movies or shows, down to Liz Cooper in Vacation Time. It was his AKA Trailer Vacation to Goose Grease Lake. That's, of course, from my favorite husband.
When I watch this, it reminds me of that episode, because they just run into so many problems. They end up like parking on a golf course and like getting ticketed. And I think, oh, what's his name? Yes, the train conductor.
Uh-huh.
He did a spotlight on him. Yes. He's the police officer.
Frank Nelson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's a police officer and he's just so sassy about them.
And in 1968, Lucy lived in a trailer as Agnes Kubski in Jack Benny's Carnival Nights. Lucy's down market wardrobe was very glamorous, I suppose, for a busy Agnes, Jack Benny's mother. So she's had a few trailer, you know, themed events and shows and things like that.
It looks like scotch tape.
Yes.
And I want to know what kind of scotch tape they're using, because my scotch tape is never that strong.
Is that
strong?
That strong?
Like, to hold a candelabra, like, it's the, right, the four or five candles, like, on that table there. And then, okay, I need to ask you guys a question about your husbands, all right? Do your husbands ever do what Ricky does in the scene, where she's like being romantic and like talking and he looks like maybe he's listening and thinking about what you're saying. And you're like, what are you thinking about? And his answer is how we're going to get the trailer out of here. And I'm like, I was talking about something romantic.
Yes.
Can you take your mind off of
anything else? I'm just speaking for me, but I think a lot of us females are just wired that way to just be thinking things like Lucy is at or Tacy is at that moment. And so I could totally see myself doing that. And I have done that where I'm thinking, oh honey, what are you thinking? I mean, you know, and it's like, well, the taxes are due next week. How am I gonna make sure? Oh, okay. Same. I was thinking that too.
That's what I was thinking. Forget what I just said.
Guilty. You always think that it's so much nicer in your mind when it's like, I've done the same thing too, where she's planned this and it's like, look, we're, you know, leaning sideways, but I'm still taping this down. We're still having this lovely dinner and you're so handsome. And she's sitting there like, you know, what are you thinking about? And just like, how are we going to get this out of here? Like,
she's romantic, so he's practical. Because he knows that he'll be the one doing the hard work, so that's probably why it's on his mind 24/7. But and
I feel like though that I just have stopped asking sometimes.
Yeah.
When I'm like, if I know his answer is gonna ruin how I'm feeling right now, I'm just gonna not.
It's better not to know.
Stay in your bubble.
Better not to know.
But I bet, so this is just like a quick thought, but I bet that the rain on a metal RV would sound really pretty.
It is lovely.
You mentioned something about like how the rain
help you sleep.
How do you think they did this stunt where Lucy flies back? Do you think she's in a harness or like something?
It looks like she's very violently
back.
Very violent.
Like, it's not like because I know they're tipped, but I feel like she would have like slipped. Like maybe falling,
but it looked like she was
but it was
like a fast forward pulled out of that door. Also one of my favorite
setups. She on a harness, and also it's probably like a pool full of mud or something, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah,
it literally is just she's sitting in mud.
In my favorite line, of course, he opens the door and he says, "What's the matter, honey? Can't you sleep?"
Yes.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
I always just think, I hope they got that in one take, because can you imagine getting out of that and being like, oh, we didn't quite get it. Like,
right.
The camera off. Wasn't rolling.
Right. Yes. Hose off, change.
Do your hair back up.
Family makeup. Oh. Yes.
Well,
and then go
that
back
kind
and
of takes
that.
You back to, oh my gosh, I think she's wearing the same dress. The Hedda Hopper episode where she has to jump in the pool.
Yes.
I think she's wearing that same dress. And so I'm
glad with the little white.
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. And so I'm hoping that, again, one take, but she's, you know, here she comes. No, it's just a potted plant. And she jumps into the water and Hedda Hopper's hat. But that's my favorite line. What's the matter, honey? Can't you sleep? And he's full of mud. Oh my gosh.
After this, they get it cleaned up. I didn't do the exact calculations, but it'd be close to $460 to get everything
no more than a night at the Waldorf.
Up.
Yeah, that's just, yeah, that's exactly, you know, what he says. Was it expensive, honey? No. Oh my gosh. Then
they're going to hit her family's, right? Mm-hmm. Her father's side of the family.
They're gonna go visit Aunt Anastasia in Bridgewood, is where they're headed to.
I love when she says, poor Grace.
Yes.
And then she doesn't say why.
Yeah, she stops herself. And this is poor. This is Grace.
Why. I just find that so funny. Other than she's the daughter of Anastasia, right? But
it's so awkward. Man, she's so awkward. Like, poor girl.
Oh, yeah.
She's the smart one getting out of the mess of that and just kind of cleaning behind those columns.
But I love how she's like, stay smiling,
clear of him.
Right?
Uh-huh.
But okay, so I feel like I'm not great at pulling backing into things. Like, I always go forward if I have, like, if I can. But I feel like even in a car with that many people shouting at me, mm-hmm, I would make a mistake.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, so many people.
I mean, it's hard enough when you're trying to. It's bad enough when you're trying to parallel park when you're taking your driving test because you know that the instructor's staring at you, let alone, you know, this huge house.
The in-laws
yelling. You're scaring the poor boy.
Real quick. The biggest help for me when I was parallel parking was that I found out that if you go backwards, you can come forwards and go back and not fail. Like, you can straighten yourself out. I always thought you had to do it in one take. And my dad was like, no, you can.
Oh, we could be there all night.
And then pull back and still pass. And I was like, oh,
yeah.
Okay. And that really helped. But anyways, yeah.
Yeah. So this one was
the amount of people screaming at him.
Yeah. Because they just, they put this task upon him. Just go ahead and park it. And everyone's just going to stand
just
there and
back it in.
Nothing. Just
now, of course, that goes to you. How do you do the backing in? I mean, is that
all Jeff? Thank goodness.
Are you up there helping the poor boy?
I do the Lucy where I line it up.
She's like
one of the first things. Right here down the road.
Yeah.
Luckily, most of our places don't have that overhang. If anything, there's some tree branches that we dodge. But a good learning lesson was that movie, just knowing how to park and looking for above clearance.
Yeah, because that porch did not survive. Oh my gosh. But that's
one of the most cringeworthy moments I've ever seen in movie history.
Yes, just totally destroyed. And that house that they used was the residence of Tacy's aunt and uncle, where the porch, you know, and the rose bush were all destroyed, is the Meet Me in St. Louis John Truitt house on the MGM back lot next to the Smith family house. And the house where the trailer was parked and being chaotically packed with, you know, housewares by Tacy's friends appears to be Lucy and Desi's actual home on Roxbury in Beverly Hills. So they did use a little bit of that. So that's
it. I did not know that.
Yeah, we got to go back and look at that.
Yeah, now I have to. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I love when they use that, which they also did on Night of Lucy a little bit.
Are Lucy's family's really well off? Like, or Casey's? Because I was like, that's a really nice house.
Well, they gave him almost $100, I think is what she said. At least $100.
Well, they would have.
That's true.
No more deep freeze.
I love how Anastasia was like, well, he said it'd make him feel better.
They got a deep freeze.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure did. Oh, my gosh. And so, of course, it just gets knocked down.
But there's this line where, like, they're talking about the trailer, right? And she's like, I'm no good without you.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, right?
Oh, this is like,
and he says, keep thinking that.
I did.
Do you think that's romantic? Because
no,
my little self was like,
yeah. Well, now I know how it was written.
I know it's supposed to be romantic.
Yeah. Well, he was saying that the trailer is no good without the car. And so she says, it's like me without you. You know,
right.
And so it cuts off with him saying, remember that, or keep saying that, or keep thinking that. And so I understand why it was written in there, but I also can see how someone else can take that line today and go with Whoa, that was a little okay.
She's her own good independent person. Like, don't She's not forget a trailer that. That needs a man to pull her along.
Yeah. By the way, Carrie, between both of us, Ziva is very much the feminist in the group, and she will let you know it. She will let you know it. And I'm more like, I'm nothing without you. And she's like, yes, you are.
I think right. That was cute. Nikki sentiments for back in the day.
There you go.
That's fair. And like, to be fair, I think it's cute. And I can understand how it, you know, I like romance and I like that. Mm-hmm. I just, they could have ended it at her saying that.
Yeah.
And then maybe him kissing her and then that being it. And not saying, you know. Anyways, that's now we're singing Breezing.
Now
along.
We're singing Breezing.
You, I mean, you really skipped like half the movie.
I just, it's in my head. I think that's why. It's just in my head. Yeah. And so that one was like we mentioned, it's them actually singing, no dubbing, but perhaps they probably told her and give her directions to sing softly, because the way she sounded, she was very soft. It wasn't, you know, mm-hmm. Harsh or loud. There was no like, probably we could all do that song because it wasn't so.
I was going to say there's almost easier mm-hmm. to sing like softly, I think. Like,
yeah.
I don't know if that's true, but like there's a way of singing where it's almost like sing talking that's soft, where like almost anyone can do it mm-hmm. well.
Yes.
But and then once you try to like add more volume or like,
I think it was probably anything to they it. Probably try and bring Desi's voice in a little more just to kind of, you know, have her in the background. But this one, of course, we are talking about Breezing Along with the Breeze that they sing as they drive. This song was also used in other musical films and had been recorded with Bing Crosby, Eddie Fisher, Nat King Cole, and Perry Como have all sang that. I haven't heard those versions. You've heard those versions, Carrie?
Oh, really? Yes. I downloaded a couple of them just to have, like when we go cruising, mm-hmm. have to have this song.
Of
like,
course.
When we're on a camping trip, we have to play it. So I've got a couple of different versions of it. And I
haven't heard those.
For new ones.
Oh, nice. Okay. We need a new re-record. Do you... Maybe you and your husband could, you know, record a version of that.
That is how we close out our tribute show.
Oh, of course.
finish with Vitamina Benjamin, and then mm-hmm. I go do a quick change. I put on my version of her green plaid dress, because mm-hmm. that's, oh my gosh, one of my favorite it's dresses beautiful. That she wears in the movie. Mm-hmm. And then we show pictures of the Not So Long trailer, and then we sing Breezing Along with the Breeze.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I would think so. But that, yeah, I love that. I love that. So after I know this was being all filmed in, what was it, the Yosemite National Forest? At the end, they do thank them for the use of that. And so those scenes where you see them going up and trying not to feel scared and having conversations about a book. What book? The book you were reading. I was just totally
thinking about all those piccalilli and rocks. Right. And I feel for her though when... so. We haven't talked about that, but her collecting those rocks throughout. Yes. And then when he tells her she has to get rid of them, I've done that before where it's like, but we collected these.
Yeah.
Right.
You know,
before we get to there,
yeah. Real quick,
I'm sorry. Do you know the part where they're driving, where she's driving?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Do you think he's so annoyed because she's actually doing well? Like because she actually
I think more surprised
that she has the confidence to do it.
Yes, because he probably did all
the
driving.
Like he had no right to like freak out. Because I was like, I would have gotten mad. I might not have stopped in the middle of the road, but I would have pulled off and I'd been like, fine, you do it, because nothing you said is like positive.
Right.
And she was doing all right. Like she was maybe a little bit overconfident to past the white line.
She's got the arm out.
Did you see where it looks like she's literally driving the wrong way? Just for there's a split overhead shot and she goes into oncoming traffic to pass. So that I was always like, did they mean to add that in, or was that another like weird blooper?
Yeah, you're right. And you know, it looks like she doesn't have a care in the world. And what's so interesting is, I'm not sure, I should have looked this up. I don't know when seatbelts came into play. I don't know when they were not only invented, but also mandated, you know, legally. But just the idea that they're going up these trails and mountains and hills and not a single seatbelt in sight is just scary, you know? And
well, I don't think they were until maybe early 1969. 60s. 'Cause I know. Okay.
Okay.
Our Rambler right after. Was a 59 and it didn't have seatbelts. Yeah. We had them put in.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Okay.
We did wow. Inventor Nils Bohlin. But yeah, I think I would have gotten mad if
it's very frustrating to have, you know, someone not only giving you directions, you know, or a backseat driver, you know, but mm-hmm. also critiquing or freaking out too much that it scares you. And I think that's what was happening here when Lucy or Tacy was driving.
Yeah, yes. Okay, before we get to the rocks, we missed like one of, I said my favorite scenes, but I love this scene where she's in the back of the trailer. When she's in the trailer while he's driving.
Oh, which is illegal, by the way. She looked it up. She looked it up. Yes.
Very scary, too.
Ever made, this is kind of just not, it is involved in this, but have you ever made a Caesar salad with like the raw eggs?
No,
not with eggs. I've seen it made, but not done it myself.
No. I'll leave that to the professionals.
I like eggs. In my salad, but like hard-boiled eggs. Like cooked.
Yes.
Egg. I only can do raw eggs if it's in like batter, like when it's sweet.
And of course.
And then I don't care. I'm like, oh, yummy, whatever. But if it's in a salad, I'm like, ugh.
Ew. This is the scene. I didn't write this down, but this is the scene where he sings what she says is on the menu while she's.
A Caesar salad. La 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 la. Yeah.
she's over there, you know, just tumbling inside and he's happily singing the menu that she just, you know, gave him not too much time before that.
When he opens the door and she just.
Oh, all the flour and that angel food and that ragu of beef. Oh, yeah. What a mess.
Oh, that's what he says. Ragu of beef. That's right.
Yeah. One of my favorite things when we take the trailer out. So we'll have people come up and quote different parts of the movie to us. And most frequently that we get is, are you having the red wine with the meat or the white wine with the fish? I love that. It's happened on several occasions. I'm like, you are a true long trailer fan if you come up and say that.
An interesting thing that we've, you know, I've been surprised because I have mistakenly thought that some sort of Lucy fans are only older ones. I've been completely debunked that because a lot of the page holders that we've met the other, you know, were young girls, 19, 20, things like that. The people who come to you who know the movie, quote the movie, you know, are well informed. Are these all older people, or are you surprised to see like a 22-year-old saying, hey, the long trailer and kind of quoting it?
You know, it's both. For the most part, it's the older generation because mm-hmm. we've realized that's the generation that's out camping because they have, you know, the time. They're mostly retired. And they spend, you know, months at a campground. Mm-hmm. But then it's interesting, like we'll have people that come and visit, you know, the grandparents that are at the campground, and there'll be a younger generation and they'll come up and they'll know Lucy. But yes. They don't know that movie. So we like to introduce that movie to them. Like they've seen all the episodes, but not necessarily that feature film. So that's kind of a cool thing.
That's neat because I think this year alone, a lot of young people are getting to being reintroduced to Lucy. So I think we'll have a lot more.
Telling you about the there was an article that came out about the long trailer.
Oh, that's right.
February of this year.
Yeah, it's just random.
That was like,
right?
It's a warm must watch movie or something. And I was like, it's
who's
just
writing
so
about
awesome
the long trailer in 2021? That's right. Awesome.
I love it.
Yes. That it's coming back around. You know?
Yeah.
And
so there,
but yeah, so that was that's when scene. They've decided to, they're going up the hill, right?
After the disaster with the dinner.
After the disaster. Oh, right. And then they go into town. I do like how they kind of make it that, like, she got hurt. Not that I like that she got hurt, but it would be unbelievable.
That there were no bruising.
That she was basically thrown around the inside of a trailer and didn't come out away without, like, a scratch or anything.
Yeah, yeah, because there's you got utensils, you have knives, you have pots, you know, you have all kinds of things that something will hurt you, plus the rocks that she's collecting along the way.
Right, so... this going back to that, what you were saying is that like they collected them together. He actively was collecting the rocks with her.
Did it show that?
Yeah.
Oh,
like there was a moment where he's like,
that's right. Right.
Which one do you want? Like, and he thought it was a cute idea. And then he's like, get rid of it all.
In fact, like, when they fought, that was one of his kind of sweet talk things was, do you want to go, you know, collect another rock? You know, yeah. It's like, no, I don't. No. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You're right. Yeah. And so right. He first so, like, sits on
how
it.
How dare he be like.
Yeah. He first sits on it. That's where she shows the first. That's a very huge rock, by the way. It wasn't a pebble. Yes. It's like a whole. It's like a boulder.
It's a little mini boulder.
Yeah. And so, you know, they're going up. Are we there? They're going up, right?
There. Yes, we're
okay.
There.
Okay. And so up. They're both.
She doesn't get rid of any of them.
No, of course not. And
she just hides them all.
Well, with the help of, is that where she got the help of someone to kind of distribute the weight?
The minute,
right. Yeah. Yes, at the trailer park, and
put
so,
some in the oven, some under the couch. And don't be, like, just balance
be sure
it.
To tell. Be sure to tell your husband. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
she never does. That's a very Lucy thing to do.
Gosh.
And so yeah. they're going up, and they're both again panicking because it is scary. It felt very like a Matterhorn ride. You know, when you first go up the Matterhorn, and it's slowly taking you up the ride at Disneyland, and they're looking at each other, and she's asking her, did you read the book? She's like, what book? The book you were reading. And they're both like, you know, frozen in fear as to what book you're talking about, because they're trying to make small talk. But no, she did not, because they forgot that they had watched the movie. Yeah. So that was that scene going up there.
That scene, like, and then that. The sound effects of the creaking trailer
behind,
like,
them,
all of that. It's such a good, just setting that tension, and they can't complete that conversation and the kicking off of the rocks. I mean, it's so good. I love that bit of like Hitchcock tension right there in the middle of that.
So now with you, have you had those moments of going up a hill where you're hearing the creaking and you're wondering, is it? Is this where it ends?
The first year we went through Yellowstone, it had just snowed, and it was, I mean, it wasn't deep, like the roads had kind of melted, but we were still going up a very steep hill, and we didn't know if, like, is this icy? Like, this was our first time going out to Yellowstone at that time of year, and it had snowed, and it was very much like white knuckling the steering wheel, and I was kind of gripping the dashboard like, okay, I'm ready, just, you know, just in case, ready to hop out of the just car. In case.
He's got the door open.
Yes.
Rolling down the hill. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's scary with the heights and all that. And again, like I mentioned, that was filmed at the Yosemite area, National Park area. After that scene, is that when they finally make it over to the final trailer stop, the final trailer park stop?
After he throws out all of the rocks and the pickle lily jars, yes.
That's the one that he gets to.
Yes.
Right, that they like,
yes,
find her at. Yeah.
Yeah. And so that scene was like, a little depressing, watching him throw out all those rocks.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, I understand why he's angry. But like, that was just really,
while she's screaming, you know, very,
I know,
like, it's very sad.
Yeah, it just hurt. And like, it wasn't like he just threw them out, like he threw
tossed
them
off the mountain.
A mountain, like, so there was
to make sure she doesn't pick them up again.
Back. Like, right, she's not gonna be able to get that back. And so yeah, we see them at the final.
Yeah, they're in a fight now. They're in a fight.
No, they're not even in a fight. They're like, they're leaving each other.
Yes.
Yeah, she's off with like the other man's wife, showing him, trying to sell her the camper and whatnot.
Right. Sell the camper.
She's done.
She's like, I'll send you the money for it.
Mm-hmm.
Just, and I'll keep just enough to get home.
Yeah.
And like, you know, this old man, he's supposed to be this wise old man. He's like, you know, all of this would have been not avoided, but like, you could fix it by just saying, you know, I'm sorry. And you think for a moment when Ricky goes in there that he's going to say it.
Yes.
And then he does it. He turns away.
Now, what do you think that
is in the car?
What do you think that is? Because it's very, kind of I Love Lucy-ish, kind of goes with Desi Arnaz. I don't see him folding that easily as well. Just, I know he's acting. So in the movie, it kind of gives me the same feeling because of course, later on, seconds later, she goes after him. And that's when he decides to, when she's first saying, I'm sorry. So do you think that's something that, or what do you think of that? Do you, you know, of him not being even able to say he's sorry?
I think he's being stubborn.
Yeah.
I think his male ego is a little bit, because there's that whole thing that like, but a lot of people do it. I don't think it's like just men.
Oh, of course.
So I'm not saying that, but I'm like, there's definitely that like, well, she wronged me first. And so
who's going to be the first to give in?
Yeah. I'm not going to give in.
Right.
But
your marriage is on
like
the
this
line.
Is the right. I was going to say this is like a serious fight. This isn't her just going to sleep in the front room,
right?
Mm-hmm. No, this is done. Splitting up and like at that point, just say you're sorry. So I think it is definitely because I think in I Love Lucy, he would have just said he was sorry. I think he folds a lot.
Well, for the purposes of the show, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you can't have him divorced in season one of the show.
She left.
Then we get that great moment of them coming together with the rain falling down in the door.
Yeah. And she's like,
the older couple in the doorway.
We're not going to get that trailer. Well, not this one. Because it looks like that they're keeping that. Yeah. And so of course they're hugging and they're kissing. And I think perhaps I'm talking about a future love. Tacy and Nikki is, they probably did get rid of the trailer just to save their marriage because it's a little too hectic, too stressful.
She was already willing to sell it. Like, I know selling it for the separation, but like, once you make that, like, okay, I'm selling it. I feel like it's
because they did have an offer on it. Remember, right. Somebody offered them $1,000 cash or something to take over the payments, and she's just like, no, this is my home.
Not selling our home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. But even those people, like, I think they were planning on buying it, so like, they have people interested in it, and they probably could have sold it. So maybe they went to their final destination and then sold it and was like, okay, we're done.
I don't know what the final destination was, but
California, so, I think.
And so I again, it felt somewhat like an I Love Lucy episode, but also not, because some of the dialogue, the words, and sort of the acting felt, it was like it was very off. Not I Love Lucy, not off because they're bad actors. I mean, off because it wasn't like I Love Lucy-esque.
Yeah. I hated them.
Yeah, no.
They were awful.
Yeah, so.
There was no her getting into an act this time.
Right. And there was no one to bounce ideas off of. There was no Vivian.
Yeah.
So there's that too.
No Vivian. Mm-hmm. There was no like huge scheming. Like, I know she had that point where she hit the rocks, but I don't even know that I would call that scheming.
No.
Just like she wanted to hold on to those memories.
Sentimental.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
So like, there was far less of that, which you see in almost every I Love Lucy episode. Mm-hmm. It's a
That's
scheme
true.
Of some sort. So,
yeah.
I love this movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, so before, I don't think we should have done this in the beginning, but the cast is, I'll just read you some of the actors here. Of course, we have Lucille Ball as Tacy Bolton Collini. Really? I didn't know that was the...
Oh, I didn't know Bolton.
Yeah, I didn't either. That was, and so Desi Arnaz as Nicholas Nikki Collini, Marjorie Main as Mrs. Hittaway. Who's Mrs. Hittaway?
The sleeping pill
lady. Mm-hmm. Keenan Wynn as the policeman, Gladys Hurlbut as Mrs. Bolton, Marani Olson as Mr. Tuitt, Bert Freed as Foreman, Madge Blake as Aunt Anastasia, Walter Baldwin as Uncle Edgar, Emery Parnell as the policeman. I've heard that name before. Was he ever on Lucy? Or I Love Lucy? Emery Parnell?
Who? Emery Parnell. I've seen his face when he's directing the traffic.
Okay.
And he yes. says, thank mm-hmm. you.
Yes.
I like yes. that.
And then Oliver Blake as Mr. Ludlow and Perry Sheehan as the bridesmaid. But there's just this one bridesmaid. So
I know. That's
one stands out.
Only, yeah.
I suppose.
Wow.
yeah.
Oh, and I also didn't do this either, but we could talk about some film details.
Mm-hmm.
Just real quickly, there's just facts. You know, it's obviously the genre was comedy adaptation, classic Hollywood. The release date was February 19th, 1954. Premiere-wise, in Los Angeles, it premiered February 17th, 1954, and in New York, February 18th. The production company was Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Corporation.
Mm-hmm.
Distribution company was United States. We talked about the location being Yosemite National Park, California. It was based off of the Long Long Trailer. The duration is 1 hour and 36 minutes. Now, I wanted, this just was really fun to me, was that the film length is 12 reels or 8,612 feet.
Yeah, it's interesting. I did see that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like that.
For the filming.
I like that a lot.
Yeah. And so they did film this during the break from I Love Lucy ahead of schedule, because mm-hmm. I Love Lucy was ahead of schedule and it was at the height of I Love Lucy. And I did find this newspaper clipping during that, you know, filming, you know, while making the movie, Lucille and Desi, their two children, Lucy and Desi Jr., nursemaids and other servants, have moved into a residence in Beverly Hills, much closer to the Culver City than their Northridge home. That's the one they called the Desilu Ranch in San Fernando Valley. And their quote is, as it is, we have to get up at 6 a.m. to be here at 7, and then we get home at 8 p.m., Lucille pointed out, as if we lived in the valley, we'd never see the children. This works out very well after we're through with the picture. We'll vacation at Del Mar and then return home. So just kind of nice, you know, they're a little look into their lives during the filming that they just wanted all to be together because, you know, they otherwise they'd never see them, their children.
Well, then I read that the trailer ended up being at their house after a while, because there's like a little article that Lucy Arnaz remembers playing in it afterwards as like a little playhouse.
I remember that.
I love that it stayed in the family for a little while.
Oh, I wonder who they sold it to or if they sold it. I'm assuming they did, but I wonder what came of it.
I've seen multiple people claim that they have that one, because I think there were two or three that were actually used for the shooting of it. Now, my one friend in South Carolina claims that hers is one of the original ones, but I know that Charles Phoenix just shared one that's out in California, and I think that is one of the legit ones that they used for filming. But who knows? There might be, you know, another one out there somewhere.
I remember that Lucy Arnaz did have an estate sale, like maybe I want to say 5 years ago before she moved out to Palm Springs, and the treasure trove of just things that belong to Lucy and Desi. I mean, I came to know of it, of course, years later on YouTube, but just imagine having the opportunity to
imagine going there.
She's just selling off her parents' things.
Going there and being well off.
Yeah, to purchase.
So not
I'll
only
take it all.
Just look.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy everything.
Wrap it up.
Thank you.
What do you want? Yes. All of it.
All of it.
Yeah. Put it all in the trailer. Yeah. It's coming with me.
My money.
I have a $1,700 budget, so just give me this again. Yeah. But this is fun because, you know, you have a different, unique perspective to this movie. And, you know, that's why we wanted you here, because we can't just, you know, review it when we have, you know, you to, you know, now as a friend.
And also
to
because people
be part
like
of it.
You.
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Like I said, last time the viewership of the video portion was much more watched or listened to than, you know, the audio.
We're just like blacking out our.
I know they're like, oh, that's nice. Look at her.
Oh, no, you guys are wonderful. I'm just glad to talk about this movie, because I think another thing, you know, we talked about it. It was kind of like a Lucy episode, but another great part of it is that it's for anybody that has a camper, these things have happened to you, or know a story similar to it. And that's when we meet people at campgrounds and they don't know the movie. We're like, you have to watch this because these situations happen to you, whether you like them or not. Or we meet the people that are like, we watch it every time we go camping. And then those are the people that pull up a chair and we talk about our favorite scenes for hours and hours on end.
That's awesome. You can bond over the mishaps of camping, a trailer life.
Absolutely.
Being trailerites. Yeah. So thank you so much, Carrie. You know, as many times as you want to come on, you have a home here. This is really, really fun. And I love just seeing your pictures disappear on my timeline. You know, it's just, it was brightened.
You guys are wonderful. Thank you so much for having me. Yeah. Figure out something else and let's chat more, Lucy.